Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I have stories to tell about three saints that I have known. The first is my grandma Grace. Grace went through so much in her life. She was born in Bulgaria. When she was two, her mother died in childbirth, and so did the infant. Shortly after that, her father came to the U.S., and Grandma and Uncle Mita, who later wanted to be known by Uncle Jimmy, the American name, were raised by their grandmother. When Grace was only 11, she left Bulgaria and the grandmother who had loved her. In the U.S., she was raised by a stepmother who didn't love her and wouldn't allow her to go to high school. Grace had to stay home and take care of the younger kids and clean the house. She fell in love with a young, handsome Bulgarian-American, but her father and stepmother wouldn't let her continue that relationship. Instead, they arranged a marriage with a much older Bulgarian immigrant, my grandfather. After 12 years of a loveless marriage, Grace divorced my grandfather, not so common in the early 40s, and married Woodrow. Woody definitely loved Grace, but he was also a controlling, abusive man. But through everything, Grace was gracious and never lost her faith in a loving God. Sometimes she was able to cajole Woody into being nice. She looked for the good in everyone and everything. She truly made lemonade out of the lemons in her life. And all of us who drank from it were grateful. The second saint is Carl Gresser. He was one of our seminary professors. He was an Old Testament professor, and he taught us the first semester of our first year. The course was Pentateuch, the first five books of the Hebrew Scriptures. Carl, years earlier, had been one of the professors of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, at their top seminary, Concordia, in St. Louis. He was one of those professors who, when the president of the Missouri Synod in the mid-1970s clamped down on what could be taught, walked out. Those professors who walked out formed what became known as Seminex, the seminary in exile. And they did it at great personal and financial risk. But Carl was not willing for his intellect or his imagination to be imposed upon by human-made rules. By the time I went to seminary, most of the Seminex faculty were teaching at one of three ELCA seminaries. Four, including Carl, were teaching at Pacific Lutheran, my school. I met Carl before I was a student, when I was a layperson on the seminary's board of directors. So when we first came to campus as students, I had already known him, but when we started as students, I learned something new about Carl. He had colon cancer. I remember when I asked him a question about his treatment that he was quite grouchy. Okay. I learned more about Carl in class He never brought an English language Bible to class, but his translations from his Hebrew Bible were almost word for word, as in our new NRSVs. And when there was a big hubbub about a topic he didn't cover well, Carl called me that night, asking if there was a problem. I thought, well, he's asking, so I'll tell him. And I gulped and told him that yes, there was a problem, and what it was. The next class, he devoted the entire time to making right what he had glossed over before. But the biggest thing Carl taught me wasn't about the creation stories of Genesis or about the Elohist or Yahwist threads of the flood story. Carl taught me how to die as a Christian. Carl missed the last day of class, our final. Not that much happens when 20 students are taking an exam, but Carl still grieved missing that class. Carl knew he was dying, yet whenever he was able, he came to chapel and to worship in his congregation. He planned his funeral, all the texts, all the hymns. He was gracious to those of us who wrote farewell letters to him. Carl even asked the seminary choir to work on a couple of pieces for his funeral. And so, we rehearsed them. About a month before school was out, he asked the choir to come to his house and to perform them for him, he said, so that he could hear it on this side of heaven. It was a hard thing. We had to stop the bus on the way and have prayer. The whole time we sang, Carl just beamed. And he told us that he hoped he would die before all the students left for the summer. He wanted us all to be there for his funeral and to receive comfort from those texts and hymns that had so comforted him in his life and in his dying. A couple of weeks went by with little change. Then one day, as I was coming out of class, my friend Heidi was waiting for me. Carl had just died. It was a little more than a week before everyone started leaving. So he died before we all left. By that time, we could only celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and of Carl, resurrected along with his Savior. The third saint is each one of you. A few of you I know well enough to tell some of your sainthood, some stories about it. Most of you I don't. Each one of you has your own story of the ordeals you have lived through. You have your own story of how you responded to it, whether faithfully or not, in a sweet and kind or a grouchy way. But in each of your lives, you show forth your faith, the ways in which you have grown in your relationship with God, and how you are still growing. And that is how we teach those around us and those who come after us, showing how getting caught up in God's dreams and visions for us leads us to keep on praising God, reflecting on God's love for us, tasting and seeing that the Lord is indeed good, even as we are going through all kinds of ordeals in our lives. We are all saints. It is not just the dead who qualify as saints. It is every Christian, those dead and those still living. We are all the saints, just as those in John's vision who are robed in white, standing before the throne of God, singing God's praises and worshiping God together, as we are doing now in this sanctuary. John and Elijah and I are the only ones wearing white robes today, but we wear them on behalf of all of you. We are signs of the baptized children of God. Metaphorically, we are all clothed in white, for all of our sins have been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb, who is also the shepherd of the sheep, Jesus the Christ. We are all saints, justified not by our good works, but by our faith in Jesus, the one sent by God to show us God's love and to be God's love. Amen.